From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The list of Ba'ath Party officials on the run in Iraq got shorter today. Saddam Hussein's last defense minister turned himself in to U.S. military officers in Mosul. Sultan Hashim Ahmed has bargained with the U.S. before. As Army Chief of Staff, he negotiated the ceasefire that ended the 1991 Gulf War. He was promoted to defense minister in 1995, and he served until the U.S. toppled the regime this year. Then he went into hiding. Ahmed's surrender follows weeks of negotiations and a public promise from a U.S. commander to treat him with respect. Ahmed's family expects him home relatively soon. From Mosul, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Sultan Hashim Ahmed has 8 sons. The second oldest, Mohammed, woke this morning to find the household in a flurry and his father walking in the door.
It was something strange, and I haven't seen my father for a long time, since months. He had the smile on his face, although of the situation, whatever the feelings inside him, he kept them inside, like maybe sadness or despair or whatever. They were inside, but he had the smile on his face. I hope that everything goes okay.
Mohammed says his father's decision to turn himself in was not his alone, but was made in conjunction with the leaders of several local tribes. After a family breakfast, Mohammed and other family members drove with Ahmed to a house in Mosul, where the top U.S. commander in northern Iraq was waiting. After talking for a while, General David Petraeus took Ahmed by helicopter to Baghdad for questioning. The negotiations leading to this point took several weeks and involved a lot of people, including a human rights activist and leaders of both major Kurdish political parties here. Hours before Ahmed surrendered, the U.S. military had made its final move.
Lastly, I would like to discuss the status of our search for the top 55 members.
Colonel Joe Anderson, commander of the 101st Airborne 2nd Battalion, went on local television. He said the military wanted to speak to Ahmed in order to clear his name.
He is on the top 55 list because of his previous position, not because of any attacks he has conducted against coalition forces or the Iraqi people.
Earlier, Colonel Anderson said popular opinion influenced the U.S. decision to try to talk Ahmed into custody.
Everybody speaks highly of him. They all say he's a good man. They say he's a man who really wanted to get out of the regime, so to speak, but was not allowed to get out of the regime. And by all the indications of everybody we come across, there are a lot of indications that's probably very well true. And as you look at the real army, was he really behind the army or the military? He was not. He was not a Hussein. He doesn't appear to be a diehard regimist.
During the war, Ahmed called President Bush a criminal and claimed the outskirts of Iraqi cities would become cemeteries for enemy troops. But there are unconfirmed reports he assisted the U.S. quietly before the war. Among Iraqis, Sultan Ahmed has a reputation as being kind and modest. Meir Hassam has just returned from exile to his home in Mosul, where he and Saddam's defense minister were born.
Saddam Hussein used him because he's a very smart one in the army, you know. He was maybe advisor for Saddam's wall. This is his duty to do it. I mean, nothing wrong in that.
People who negotiated on Ahmed's behalf say the U.S. promised he won't face prosecution. U.S. officials say they have promised to treat him well and hear his story. Others on the U.S. Most Wanted list have also turned themselves in. One who did so early on was Amir al-Sadi, formerly Baghdad's chief liaison with U.N. weapons inspectors. He thought he'd be gone for a few days, but has been now months in custody. Emily Harris, NPR News, Mosul.